getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And they said it would never happen, that nobody would do a polka show week after week after week, 256 times, and still counting. Of course, we're back for another week. Welcome to another exciting round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, we're going to actually literally, in reality, in real life, sit here at these record players and play polka records for the next hour. So glad you're along with us for another exciting week here on the Oompa Hour. Let's just jump right into it, shall we? Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, let's start out with the Lollapalooza Polka. Lollapalooza. Isn't that a Sunday at Dairy Queen? I could be totally wrong. It's the middle of the winter here. Our Dairy Queens are all closed for the season. Now, there's a few of those big fancy ones with the big restaurant inside, but your regular Dairy Queen with ice cream treats is not open in northern Minnesota in February. I'm telling you that. And I think a Lollapalooza is a great big Sunday, isn't it? Anyway, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra, Nettie Pecan, singing on that one. And the Lollapalooza Polka, as another edition of the Oompa Hour, just comes bounding out of your radio or your computer or your tablet or your any of a billion different ways you can be hearing it these days. I'm telling you, it's just a scary deal, isn't it? I don't even have any real weather to complain about. I did have to snow blow and plow again over the last week, but not bad. Not bad. We actually had sunshine for a few days. I like that. So, and I'm looking at the calendar here, and we're doing the show. We're getting into another week now, and we'll be doing the last show for February, and then it'll be March. And once you make it about halfway through March, it's starting to feel like springtime, you know. So we'll see how she is. Somebody told me, in fact, I double-checked. Let me look at the calendar here. Yeah, Sunday morning, March 10th, and I know I'm planning way ahead. At 2 o'clock in the morning in the United States, daylight saving time kicks in already. You realize that? We're just like 3 weeks away, not even, from daylight saving time. Ho-ho, I'm excited about that. All right, Ray Henry in the orchestra here. Let's do the Zippy Polka. Well, you have it, Ray Henry and the orchestra there, the Zippy Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Every now and then you hear one of those records, and the sound seems different than on other records. And this was a 45, just like the others. But if you look at it close, it's a copyright 1946 on Dana Records. And that's because they made a ton of records on 78s back in the 40s before 45s were invented. And then after 45s came out, they reissued a whole bunch of their 78s on 45s. And, of course, the fidelity was not as good on the 78s as it was on the later 45s. So those dubs don't sound quite as good. It sounds different than it does on a record made after they started making 45s. So that's why they sound a little different, especially those records on the Dana label. They had a lot out, and they reissued a bunch of them on 45s. Anyway, you're in the midst of the Yumpa Hour. It's our weekly gathering of spinning some great old-time records here on the show. I have the Harmony Tones up next. This is the Oh Yeah Polka. This is interesting, or amusing to me anyway, because they sing the verses in Polish. But when you yell, oh yeah, it's the same whether it's in Polish or English, apparently. I don't know, but if you can't sing with because you don't sing Polish, you could still join in on the Oh Yeahs. Here's the Harmony Tones. you were just caught dancing with the Harmony Tones here on the Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show every week. We do it. We sit here and we play polka records for you, so I hope you're digging it. What do we have coming up here? The Elegance with the All Too Soon Polka here, as soon as I tell you about the World of Accordion Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and cordially invite you to stop by. What does that mean, cordially? I've had drinks that were known as cordials. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Anyway, pay them a visit when you have an opportunity. Find yourself near Duluth Superior. That would be Duluth, Minnesota, and Superior, Wisconsin. They're right across the bridge from each other there on Lake Superior. And in Superior is where you find World of Accordions Museum. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. A full schedule of fun events once springtime and summertime gets here. Concerts, workshops, jam sessions. All sorts of great historical stuff. A fun gift shop full of all kinds of musical things, not just relating to accordions or old-time music, but all kinds of music. So if you're looking for some unique gifts for musicians or music buffs in the family, might want to check that out. You can also check their gift shop online. You can also visit the museum online. There are a lot of pictures. Take a look at it. Read the history. A lot of good stuff. Check them out online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. You write that down? You can probably remember that. worldofaccordions.org. All right, here's the Elegance on Red Top Records. I love it. The Elegance doing up the All Too Soon Polka here on the Oompa Hour.
Playing with her dolls. She had on her mother's shoes and her mother's pearls. She watched her as she scolded them and gave them a big hug. On this day, as we recall it, gives our hearts a tug. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give this girl a farewell kiss and send her on her own. Remember the little dark-haired boy in his daddy's car. Feet that almost touched the floor, head bobbing above the door. Watched him as he honked the horn, signaling his turn. On this day, as we recall, it makes all our hearts yearn. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Congratulate him, shake his hand, and send him on his own. She is a bride and your son's a groom. Well, then once for old time's sake, let them leave the room. For all too soon they grow up, marry and leave home. Give your blessings, throw a kiss and send them on their own.
is the Elegancy all too soon, a grow-up polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie shoe, really big shoe. All of a sudden I felt like Ed Sullivan there for a second with a really big shoe tonight. But anyway, where the heck are we? What are we doing here in the Zumpa Hour? Oh yeah, play the records, dummy. I got a whole stack of them here, including some that I still have to figure out. So I'll work on that while you listen to some more. Little Richard and his Shy Tones. How shy are they if they're in the band, you know? Here's the To the Bar Polka. Is a Little Richard and his Shy Tones and the To the Bar Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I feel energized this week. Do I seem a little peppier than I have been the last few weeks? That's because we've had a little sunshine. It hasn't been 67 degrees below zero. We didn't get 3 feet of snow. Things are looking good this week. Now, this next record, I haven't quite figured out. It says it's on Red Wing Records, which Red Wing is a town in Minnesota. And Red Wing is a brand of work boots. Most of you are probably familiar with Red Wing boots, and they call them Red Wing boots because the company that makes them is in Red Wing, Minnesota. They also, by the way, make Rydell figure skates and hockey skates. It's like a division of the same company, all come out of Red Wing, Minnesota. So if you see one of those famous skaters in their fancy pants Rydell figure skates, they're getting them out of Red Wing, Minnesota. So this is Red Wing Records, but I see no connection to the company at all here, just that it's Red Wing Records from Red Wing, Minnesota, and it has the Red Wing Shoe Company's logo on it. Wait a minute. This is all starting to make sense to me now, because I'm going to play Gwen Reynolds, who is going to sing the Little Piggy Polka. And yes, it has pig sounds in it, so look forward to that in a minute. But it just dawned on me. If you're a boot manufacturer, your toes are your piggies, right? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went home. This little piggy got new Red Wing boots. Huh? It's all making sense. I don't know if there's any reference at all. I don't think there is. I've heard this record before, but it's been a while. I don't think there's any reference to boots or Red Wing boots or buying boots. I don't know. Let us find out together. Here's Gwen Reynolds and Assorted Pigs and the Little Piggy Polka.
The little piggy polka will dance round and round. We'll dance piggy polka, skipping o'er the ground. The little piggy polka, listen to our sound. We all know each other, sister or brother. We were nursed by a mother and look like each other. We know where to go when the north winds blow. Just dancing and prancing the piggy polka so. So dance the piggy polka, shake your feet and skip. Just open up the throttle, boys, and we'll let her rip. Dance the piggy polka, round and round we go. Dance the piggy polka and steal the show. So dance the piggy polka, shake your feet and skip. Just open up the throttle, boys, and we'll let her rip. Dance the piggy polka, round and round we go. Dance the piggy polka and steal the show.
You gotta wait for the pig at the end of the record. See, I find no connection there to the Red Wing Shoe Company, but it's on Red Wing Records, and it's obviously the Piggy Polka. And I'm looking on the record for any information. It's from Red Wing, Minnesota. It's got the Red Wing Shoes logo. I don't know, and I tried to look it up on the interwebs, and I was completely unsatisfied with my search results. So one of the great mysteries, but I think the only polka that we have out of the thousands of records here at the Oompa Hour that actually has pig sound effects in it. So there you have Gwen Reynolds and the little piggy polka. And let's go over to New Ulm now. A little drive from Red Wing, Minnesota, over to New Ulm, Minnesota, where you find Whoopi John and the band, and they're going to do When Otto Plays a Polka.
Mein Feet just itch to dance on, dance on, dance. I find myself a partner, but not for sweet romance. Cause it's not love I'm thinking of, I only want to dance. Like in a dream, my feet just seem to float along. Venado blaze a polka, I just can't go wrong. I turn and tilt to every Lilton melody. It's exercise in paradise to me. Venado blaze a polka, I hurry on the floor. And dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop made out a stop until the very end. Until the very end. Thank you. Oh, blaze the polka, I hurry on the floor. And dance I do until he's through, and then I clap for more. I hold on to my partner, and once again we blend. Our hop for hop, it out of stop until the very end. Until the very end.
I got Whoopi John there when Otto plays the polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, of course. We call it old-time oldies because it's old-time music, and they're oldies because we always play records on the show. We don't play digital stuff or CDs or anything. Always genuine vinyl here in the Oompa Hour. By the way, Pat Wilfart doing the singing on that record. Strawberries and Raspberries. That's what we have over here. And I was irritated because they spelled raspberries wrong on the record label. They left out the P in Raspberries. Strawberries and Raspberries Polka. This is the Mark IV.
That sweet wine, what pleasure that it was. I never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Allez, prends les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round. She, I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy, then rested for a time. And then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Ah, les frais, les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai vu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez, merci. Ah, les frais, les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai vu. Montrez-moi toute la joie.
There you go, the Strawberries, Raspberries Polka. That's the Mark IV here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I got a great record here by Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And I want to warn you now, as I mentioned earlier, of course, all the records we play on the show are records. We don't have digital stuff and all that. And every now and then you hit a record that's a little more experienced than other records. A little fuzzy around the edges. The grooves are getting a little gray, you know what I mean? And this is one of those, and I don't even know if we played this song before on the show, and I probably should have taken it down to the sink and tried to wash it a little better. I didn't really have time during the previous song, so we're just going to play her as we find them. Lawrence Dukow, the Red Raven Orchestra, and Home, Home, Why Go Home?
I told my wife I wouldn't be late. I told her I'd be home by 8. But now it's 3:15. I wonder what she'll do to me.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I met a friend who had a friend had a friend, who had a friend. The party grew and grew and grew. Now what the heck was I to do?
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Try to do no wrong, but my wife is big and strong. I know darn well when I come in, she'll conk me with the rolling pin.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one. Now I'm in a blonde, she said to me, oh, you're as handsome as can be. And then she gave me a great big kiss. Oh, home, sweet home, was never like this.
Home, home, why go home?
We're all having lots of fun.
Home, home, why go home?
Stay and have another one.
There you go. That's a scratchy one. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Home, home, I go home. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Man, I should just go put that one down in the sink so we can wash that better before we play it again. But that could be 3 years from now. Who knows? Anyway, we're in the midst of another Oompa Hour. Glad you're along with us. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour a million different ways in this modern high-tech world of communication and stuff. You can email us, oompahour@aol.com. You can Facebook us, facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. You can send a text to 218-259-2985, or you could actually call and speak with your voice into the phone at that same number, 218-259-2985. So all those ways, if you have a request or a dedication or a question or just want to find out if we're real, those are all different ways that you can do that here on the Oompa Hour. Marshall Lukowski and the gang. I don't know if his brothers are with him on this or not, because I know there's Marshall Lukowski or Lukowski Brothers Records. So I don't know. Anyway, this is the You Name It Polka.
You name it, we'll play.
By the name of Joe comes to work, he's too darn slow. We know a gal by the name of Anna, she's got a nose like a big banana. We know a gal by the name of Dee, she smokes like trash machine. We know a guy by the name of Frank, he's got a belly like a German tank. Up in the morgue, we know a gal by the name of Bert. When the boys around, she always flirts. We know a gal by the name of Liz. It's all she likes is Virgin Fizz. We know a guy by the name of Jake. Every time you look, he's leaning on a rake. Guy by the name of Danny, you don't do your work in tune with Fanny. We know a guy by the name of
I got Marshall Lukowski there. A rather enthusiastic performance of the You Name It Polka. You're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, wherever you happen to have run into us this week, whether you're listening to a plain old radio or a web stream or a download or one of those things. I have no idea, but we're playing the songs just the same. It's amazing. No matter how you listen to them, they all kind of sound the same, you know? Gil Steele's Concertina Band. This is the Prune Dumpling Polka. That's Gil Steele's Concertina Band. That is the Prune Dumpling Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, look at the time flying by already. Holy moly. All right, now we always get a waltz in every show. We kind of had a waltz already. The Home Home, Why Go Home with Lawrence Dukow. It was kind of a waltz record. It was a waltz tempo thing, but I didn't introduce it as a waltz. And I didn't warn you ahead of time, so the dancers weren't ready. So dancers, if you're ready now, let's play something that's actually called a waltz. And it's perfect for dancing a waltz, which is kind of the whole point. See, I'm stalling here. The dancers are getting up out of their chairs. People are putting their coffee down, putting their beers down, whatever. That's weird because people could, depending where you are, you could be listening to this show at 10 in the morning. You could be listening to this show at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. You just never know. That's the magic of syndicated radio. So you could be drinking a cup of coffee or you could be drinking a beer. I have no idea. Here are the Jolly Fishermen. It's the Landler Number 2 Waltz, if that makes any sense. Dancers, here you go.
Thank you.
There you go. That is Landler number 2, Waltz with the Jolly Fisherman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Hey, we still got time to go here. We get a bunch more records into the show this week. I think we'll be able to handle that for you. I have Kenny Bass and his orchestra up next doing the Ever-Ready Polka. Near as I can tell, it has nothing to do with the batteries or that darn bunny rabbit that keeps going and going and going. I don't know, but I would bet that bunny rabbit needs to learn to do the polka. And then see how long those batteries last. Here's Kenny Bass and the orchestra. Here's the Ever Ready Polka. Kenny Bass and the orchestra there, and the Ever Ready Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show, man. I'm finding more songs that I want to play in the show this week than we're going to have time for. Yikes, we got the Bob Sanders Orchestra coming up in a couple of minutes.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, let's see here. We're flying through the show again. I'm telling you what, I'm going to have to do something funny that's kind of associated with a polka record, but not really. But I'm going to do it anyway. Somebody sent this to me on the interwebs this week, and I was going to share it with you. You know the hokey pokey. You know, you put your right foot in, you put your right foot out. Put your right foot in, shake it all about, you know. And Frank Yankovic recorded a thing called the Hokey Pokey Polka, but it's not the same song as the Hokey Pokey, like from Ray Anthony and the Orchestra. But anyway, had this Hokey Pokey been done back in Shakespeare's time? Somebody sent me the Shakespearean-style Hokey Pokey, and it is not a song. I can't play it for you, but I can read it for you. This is the lyrics. Were the Hokey Pokey done in Shakespeare's time? The lyrics would go, O proud left foot that ventures quick within, then soon upon a backward journey life. Anon, once more the gesture, then begin. Command sinistral pedestal to writhe. Commence thou then, that the fervid hokey poke, a mad gyration, hips in wanton swirl, to spin, a wild release from heaven's yoke. Blessed dervish, surely canst go, girl, the poke banish, now thy doubt. Verily I say, 'tis what it's all about. No way I could make that fit the music. You cannot sing the Shakespearean hokey pokey. But it gave me an excuse to dig out this really old Frankie Yankovic record. And it's the Hokey Pokey Polka, but it's not like the Hokey Pokey that you did with Ray Anthony. Maybe you'll play that next week. I don't have time this week. It's not a polka, though. But this one is Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks anyway. And this is the Hokey Pokey Polka here on Tim Zupa Hour.
Point your left foot, then start to glide. Then point your right foot, swing to the side. Then twirl your partner, dip down below. Then clap your hands and you're all set to go. It's the hokey pokey polka for the hokey donkey too. With a ricky-ticky rhythm like a mockingbird in June. With a humpty-dumpty tempo and a hurdy-gurdy sound. It's a hokey pokey polka, they're playing all around. It's the number one request of all the polkas, and the jockeys play it morning, night, and noon. It's the polka that will really end all polkas, and the jokers say it won't be none too soon. Oh, it ain't the carioca, or the rhapsody in blue, or the thing called Tico Tico, or the inky dinky doo. When you're down at Duffy's Tavern, what does everybody groom? It's the hokey pokey polka with a honky tonky tune. In the rear, that's when you whisper words in her ear. Then comes the best part you hate to miss. Girl spins around and the boy steals a kiss. Then you're down at Duffy's Tavern, what is everybody cool? It's a hokey pokey polka with a honky tonky tune. It's a hokey pokey hokey dokey hokey dokey polka.
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there. That's a rare one, the Hokey Pokey Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We're just about out of time. All right. I normally don't get political in this show at all, and I'm not going to, but this record is going to. And it's a fun record anyway. If you remember President Ronald Reagan, he liked jelly beans. He was a jelly bean connoisseur. And there's actually a polka about that from the Bob Sanders Orchestra, which I had promised you was coming up before we did the commercial break. And then I found that hokey pokey thing and see how one thing leads to another. The Bob Sanders Orchestra are going to wrap it up for us this week. This is the Jelly Bean President Polka.
Well, they call me the Jelly Bean President. That's R-E-A-G-A, and yes siree. I'm strictly for the big business people, and now I got the old folks mad at me. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now if I had not won the election, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now the food shortage is causing a crisis, and my jelly bean supply is getting lower. But I think I'll solve the problem, Nancy. I'll sit right back and yell for more. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. Now if I had not won the election, I'd be back in California. What that means, the country finally got a president who's crazy over jelly beans. Oh, please pass the jelly beans, Nancy. I'll wash them down with a cup of tea. If only I had a foreign policy, all the Democrats would not be mad at me. Now I don't bump my head like Jerry, and I don't lust like Jimmy Nussery, but those Democrats are still out to get me, 'cause once I slept with a chimpanzee. Yes, once I slept with a chimpanzee. Oh, Bonzo, how could you do this to me?
The Bob Sanders Orchestra and the Jelly Bean President Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. The only place on the planet where you are ever going to hear that record, I can tell you that right now. Look at that, the theme song's playing. You know what that means? That means we're out of time for another week. Holy cow, but don't worry about it, because I got another stack of records and plenty for next week, too.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We shall return to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.